I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Today, our show is about internal exercises or Qigong. And Dr. Prather, I know this is something that you've participated in for a long time, the internal exercises. When we use those simultaneously, the exercise, internal exercise, and Qigong, does that mean the same thing, and what's meant by internal exercises?
Well, when you're talking about internal exercises, the Qigong actually helps you to explain that. And it means movement of energy.
Okay.
So as you are doing internal exercises or Qigong, it is a, as they say, internal, not external.
Mm-hmm.
And with internal exercises, you're trying to slow down the body. You're trying to get the breathing at a much more normal type of a rate, more of a parasympathetic type of mode. You're using the mind quite a bit,
and you're
trying to open up what would be considered energy channels in the body so that there's a nourishing of more of the internal organs, more internal strength. It does bring about many of the benefits that one would think of with exercises, but it's done in a totally different type of a way. And to most people who are used to exercising vigorously, internal exercises almost seems to be an oxymoron.
When
you first look at it and you're trying to understand what someone's doing, you're trying to do what? And then when you actually do them, you can see the benefit.
Yeah.
So it is a different way of approaching trying to get the body into shape, and it has remarkable results.
Well, let's talk about what is the difference between external and internal exercise.
Well, when we're talking about internal and external exercises, I always like to go back to my 8 pillars of perfect health.
Mm-hmm.
Because external exercises is something that we talk about in the 8 pillars of perfect health, and how important it is to one's health and well-being. And there are many different aspects to what we would consider external exercises.
Mm-hmm.
There's aerobic, anaerobic, kinesthetic, there's muscle balancing, and there's flexibility. All those things would be considered in the external exercise, and has a huge amount of health benefits. When we talk about the internal exercises, we include them into the category of rest, where we're recharging the battery. And the big difference between external and internal exercises is external exercises actually will deplete one's battery.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's important for health, you can over-exercise, and especially as you get older, your battery's not as well charged.
Mm-hmm.
And as you do external exercises, you can actually harm yourself. You can wear yourself out. You can get depleted. You can cause injuries. That's why the internal exercises are oftentimes considered an older person's exercise.
Well, I mean, I see that with women my age, in their 50s, we still think we're in our 20s. The other day, I hadn't been running in a while, so it was too beautiful out. I had to go out and run, and it's taken me a little while to recover.
Yes, yes.
So that's what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. When you do external exercises, there is a recovery time. You know, if our son is very heavily into his very high-impact external exercises, he's working out probably about 6 hours a day, but he has to rest in between.
Mm-hmm.
There is that pattern on that, and you have to give certain muscles a break. With internal exercises, it recharges the body. If you want to have energy to spare, if you want to feel invigorated, if you want to recharge your batteries, The internal exercises are really the way to go. And it's hard to get oftentimes people, young people, to do internal exercises, even though there's a lot of benefit to it.
Mm-hmm.
Or people who have a very active spirit. looking at each other, because I was very much into the internal exercises and you like the external exercises.
Right, but I'm seeing the benefits of the internal exercises.
But the internal exercises, you can heal joints, you can renew the body, mm-hmm. where the external exercises can actually wear it out.
So which is better for you, internal or external, or a nice balance?
A balance is a good way to put that. Mm-hmm. And it's at different phases of your life. When you're young, you have a tremendous amount of energy. So even though the internal exercises would be beneficial, the external is where most people go to build up that fitness. Both are actually very, very important to one's health and well-being, but especially as one ages, the internal exercises, or if one's sick and can't do the external exercises, the internal exercises are an important part of one's life. And so finding that balance for each individual. And when one is sicker or older, the internal exercises should be the majority of the exercises that is actually done.
Interesting. So who would most benefit from internal exercises?
Well, the internal exercises are considered the older person's friend. Also, for people who are sick,
mm-hmm.
The internal exercises are definitely the way to go, because if someone's not feeling well, if someone has some type of disease, they're not going to go out and run 5 miles.
Mm-hmm. But now, when you say, you know, older person, I mean, I want to qualify
that. Uh-huh. Whether we qualify or not.
Well, I don't think it's just for older.
No, absolutely not. It is something that is of benefits. I did internal exercises and got involved in it in my 20s. And saw a huge benefit. And we have definitely people who come in and do internal exercises who are young, very vigorous, and they get a tremendous amount of benefit from it. One, it helps to clear the mind, mm-hmm. So you can think clear. It does take care of a lot of the aches and pains that people go through. It re-energizes, because a lot of people are tired and not feeling that great. So even as a younger person, even though they do quite a bit of more of what we would consider the external exercises, the internal exercises can be of huge benefit and can really see a lot of changes in people's health.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you use the internal exercises for your patients?
Yes, I do. Patients who have specifically different types of problems that I think that would be a benefit to this, then we do apply that. I have taught many different people the internal exercises. I had one young gal who...
See, you said young.
...was very, very scattered in her thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hard to kind of concentrate, those types of things. And we taught her the nerve exercises, which she absolutely loved.
Mm.
And got into them and really saw a tremendous amount of benefit. One of the things that was her main issue was a lot of tension in through the shoulders and neck, just built up by the overbalance in her sympathetic and parasympathetic, where she was so sympathetic in a fight-flight type
yeah.
of
mm-hmm.
Role. That I felt that the nerve exercises would be something that would be of benefit for her, and it definitely was. We saw a tremendous amount of release in the shoulders. Concentration was much better. Mom found that she was much easier to get along with.
Yeah, this gal was in high school, right?
High school, yeah. So actually about 14.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes. She enjoyed doing them.
And really, really enjoyed doing them. So mm-hmm. we found a very, very good fit with that. So those things can be extremely beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
As a younger person, I did them to improve my eyesight. So there were specific exercises for that. Mm-hmm. So many different types of exercises along those lines. So I have found quite a bit of benefit for a lot of the patients. One of the common things that we find is gut issues. People who have different types of gut issues, if you would give them some internal exercises to do, specifically for the stomach, for the abdomen, then we see a tremendous amount of relief along those lines.
Well, when you're saying gut issues, what do you mean?
Ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, constipation, IBS, all those
any
different
gut issues. Yeah.
Any gut issues.
And so why is that? Because they're going more into the parasympathetic, rest and digest.
Yes, there is a change in the motility of the bowels. The bowels are very much dependent upon the parasympathetic system being dominant. If the sympathetic system is the controlling factor in that particular instance, the sympathetic nervous system basically shuts down the functioning of the gut.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you get stressed, you have more gut issues.
Right.
So if you
can, are you talking to me specifically?
No. But
just talking in general.
In general. So if you get stressed, you can notice that the gut just isn't working right.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do some specific types of exercises to help to relieve that balance in there, and then you can see everything start working better. It's a pretty simple concept on that.
Okay. Well, up next, we'll talk about what conditions can be treated with internal exercises.
How would you like a free 60-minute massage at a relaxing spa at the Prather Wellness Center? Each month, we have a random drawing and give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook fans. Just hit the like button on your Facebook page, which you can find at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness. Dr. Prather, what is ECP therapy?
ECP stands for external counterpulsation therapy. And just to put it into a nutshell, ECP is an aerobic exercise machine. Now, you sit there and say, well, why do you need an aerobic exercise machine? It is the number one treatment for cardiovascular disease. If you look at the research and want to find out, well, how do I fix my cardiovascular disease, you know, whatever it might be, always within the scientific literature, aerobic exercise is one of the most proven, most effective means of reversing cardiovascular disease. So, but the problem is I have people who I sit there and I look at them and I say, well, you know, what do I do about this problem that I have, Doc? And I said, well, go out and run 5 miles, you know, every day. And of course, they all laugh because you know, it took every effort that they had from going to the waiting room into the exam room,
right?
And they're out of breath. So that didn't work. So what was actually done was develop a machine that actually simulates the effects on the body of aerobic exercise, and that's where ECP comes in. And what occurs with ECP is that there's actually a second heart kind of put into the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the outside, but as the heart goes into relaxation, that's when it actually gets its blood. So what we do is we actually have blood pressure cuffs around the legs. It presses on the legs, and we get a huge amount of blood that goes back up to the heart. And the heart is very regenerative, and you get about 10 times as much oxygen with this particular type of treatment than what you normally would. And you get a regeneration of the heart. You also get a cleaning out of the arteries. And you actually get a huge amount of changes in the whole physiology of the body. So all the benefits of aerobic exercise are actually found in ECP, which are absolutely the number one way that you can be able to reverse cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and many other problems.
Meridian Health and Wellness is currently accepting new patients for ECP therapy. To find out if ECP therapy is right for you, call our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our focus today is on internal exercise, or Qigong. And Dr. Prather, what conditions can be treated with internal exercise?
Internal exercises has been shown to be effective in every single condition that anybody could have. What it does is it helps to recharge the body and increase the energy of the body, so it can help to balance it out into a much better method. But there, as you talk about that, there are specific exercises for all sorts of conditions. So if you are talking about the thyroid, if you were to go to an ancient Chinese doctor, he would assign you three or four different types of exercises specifically for your thyroid, depending on what you've got going on.
And the thyroid's internal exercise.
Exactly. So there are some specific exercises if you have asthma. There are specific exercises to improve the lung and improve the health of the lung. If you have blood pressure problems, there are specific exercises for that. There are kidney exercises. As a matter of fact, I've taught you some of the kidney exercises when you had some problems along those lines. Very effective.
Right.
For taking down the pain.
My last blood work said I had 20-year-old kidneys.
There you go. And then you can also use internal exercises for back pain, elbow pain, for cancer. For heart disease, there are very, very specific exercises along those lines. For concentration problems, constipation, female problems,
so
diarrhea,
can it help
for everything.
With hormones?
That is one of the biggest areas that you see some changes is with the hormonal system. So the internal exercises, you can get prescriptions specifically for each and every different condition that you have in your system. When you're talking about internal exercises, there are literally thousands of schools of exercise, and within them there's thousands of different exercises that have been perfected over the years. The history of internal exercises goes back 6,000 years.
That's it?
Yes. So during that time, they developed a lot of different schools and a lot of different thoughts and a lot of different exercises that are very, very beneficial.
So these internal exercises started 6,000 years ago, and I'm assuming in China.
And that's the earliest record that they have of it. But I'm sure that they go back even probably farther, you know, as people have looked at these different types of aspects and come up with different thought patterns along those lines. The internal exercises has been something that has shown up in all different ancient cultures, and but has been most developed within the Chinese system.
Now, how did you get involved with the internal exercises? Because I know you've been doing this long before we even met and got married. How did you get involved?
I was learning to do some very specific types of adjustments, specifically within the Atlas area.
The chiropractic adjustments.
Chiropractic adjustments. And the originators of the particular types of adjustments that I was doing had a background in martial arts. So I got involved specifically in Tai Chi to help me to learn to adjust better. And within the Tai Chi training, we also got into the internal exercises as part of the development. In all the Chinese martial arts, the internal exercises is an important part of the training to be able to reach a higher level. Mm-hmm. So as well, the martial arts would be considered an external art. The internal arts were incorporated in that, one, to balance out the external component of the martial art, but then to also develop a lot more of the strength and the power that can come from that.
Mm-hmm.
If you are involved in a in any type of a sports activity or a external exercise, the internal training always helps out with that, and something that has been found and very closely associated with the martial arts aspect also.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And why is that? Why would the internal exercises help in a sport or in your even your work and your daily life?
The internal exercises gives you the energy behind it. You can put more effort into the external exercises, mm-hmm. just because you have the internal benefit. One of the things that happens if you just do external training, eventually you wear out the body.
Mm-hmm.
There is a definite, you know, you can see, well, I've had people who were in football, basketball, baseball, and there is a definite, if you're in some type of a sport like that,
mm-hmm.
You get beat up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of wearing out of the system, and you can reverse that and preserve the system so much longer if you do the internal exercises along with it. And your performance can become much, much greater by adding the internal aspect of your training into that.
Now, when you do the internal exercises, does your heart rate go up? Or is there any, you know, aerobic
benefit?
Benefit, yeah.
There is a tremendous amount of aerobic benefit, but usually as you're doing an internal, your heart rate actually slows down.
Okay.
So there is a the ability of the body to slow the heart rate down and still maintain. One of the aspects of the Tai Chi martial art is that utilization of the internal art. And people were actually been known to be able to fight for hours at a time without ever raising up their heart rate or getting tired.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
There is a type of an internal training that you can take that helps you with long distance running, so that you can keep your heart rate steady and not get winded as you run long distance.
Mm.
So there is a definite benefit, and there is an aerobic aspect to the internal, but it trains, it doesn't overstress the system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that makes sense. Makes sense. And we're talking about internal exercise or Qigong. You're hearing that term a lot more.
It is a. It has.
We're talking
become,
about the same thing, correct?
Right. The yeah, the internal exercises, direct translation of that into Chinese would be Nigong.
Oh, okay.
So Nigong is internal exercises. Qigong actually means moving energy,
mm-hmm.
exercises.
Well, let's talk about, you know, acupuncture. Is that related to internal exercise?
The acupuncture, what you're doing with that is to helping and aiding with the flow of energy in the body.
Okay.
And the internal exercises is another way of accomplishing that. So many acupuncturists are also trained in Qigong exercises, and many people who are trained in the Qigong exercises also get into the acupuncture. So there is a very strong correlation on that. The idea behind acupuncture is to help to move what the Chinese call qi through the body, and obviously qigong is moving that energy to, where you do it through on your own through different types of exercises, thought processes, movements, to aid that energy to move through the system. So acupuncture and Qigong are very closely allied, and is usually trained, people are trained in both of those to get the most benefit out of each.
Well, interesting, because I think of your eight pillars of perfect health, and if someone's listening and has just started listening to our program, and Dr. Prather has talked about the eight pillars of perfect health, and we have that on our website. If you ever want to listen to it, it's a nice kind of the basis and philosophy of our healthcare and how you treat patients. But the first is energy flow. So this reminds me, and you put them in the importance of
health. How I address those.
Right. And energy flow is the first one. So that would go along, right along with these internal exercises or Qigong.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about research. Is there research into the benefits of internal exercises?
Yes. The World Health Organization, the Chinese, have been doing a tremendous amount of research on that. They've done one of the most well-researched is the improvement in eyesight. Because that's a very easily measured type of a benefit, where you can see the changes along those lines. And when they have kids who are nearsighted and they teach them the eye exercises on a regular basis, within about 3 months they find about 80% of them no longer need glasses. So that is an excellent type of way to measure a lot of the changes. Blood pressure is also a very easy way to measure. And they have found that doing specific internal exercises for blood pressure has actually better results than doing pharmaceutical medicines. So those are some very basic types of exercises. They have gotten into other different types of areas. Cancer research, they have done it with bowel problems, with the very, very excellent types of changes. As I had said before, the traditional textbook on medicine that the Chinese used said that the internal exercises was the most important means of healing someone. So if you were to go to a doctor in ancient China, and they would write you up a prescription of certain exercises that you were supposed to do and then report back.
Right.
And that was one of the main areas that they would look at for your healing and health and benefit.
Well, I know when we first met, you were wearing glasses. You had to wear glasses for driving that. And now you don't wear glasses at all.
Right. And that's from
And you benefit from the eye exercises.
Eye exercises.
Okay. Well, up next, we have a special guest named Bill Bunting, who runs a Tai Chi Academy here in Indianapolis. And we're going to talk to him about Qigong. You can listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet computer. Just download the free TuneIn Radio app to listen to all of your favorite radio stations and radio shows. Mark the Voice of Health as one of your favorite so that you can listen to us live or to our recent episodes right on your smartphone or tablet. Connect to the TuneIn Radio app through our website on thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
But if they are, you know, doing some sort of medical thing to you, you want to be in the smallest room that they have, I think. You don't want to be in the largest room that they have. You know what I mean? You ever see these operating theaters that they have with, like, stadium seating? You don't want them doing anything to you that makes other doctors go, I have to see this. Are you kidding? Are they going to really do that to him? Are there seats? Can we get in? Do they scalp tickets to these things? I got two for the Winslow tumor. I got two.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Here at the Prather Wellness Center in Meridian Health and Wellness, we are offering Tai Chi classes and soon to start Qigong classes. I am honored to have Bill Bunting with us, the Sifu of the Indiana Tai Chi Academy. Welcome, Bill. And let's start with Qigong. What is Qigong?
Qigong is an ancient Chinese practice, and a set of exercises to gather and move qi, energy. The words Qigong in English actually mean energy work. That's it, just energy work. There's a tremendous amount of confusion in the West around what those words really mean. But in their essence, it's simply energy work. And Qigong are the exercises that we use to help the energy benefit our health and wellness in our bodies.
And I know you talked about it a little bit, but what exactly is qi?
Qi is a rather nebulous concept, but what it is the energy of the universe. It flows in and around everything, and all living things both create it and use it. It's a form of electromagnetic energy that exists at all levels of existence. The really interesting thing is that the farther we delve into the study of quantum physics and quantum mechanics, the study of the very, very small, that we learn more and more that qi is in fact everywhere, and that everything is connected by some form of energy or another. We simply use that energy to benefit our state of health and wellness.
Someone listening might be very interested. Why would they want to learn Qigong? What are the benefits?
Well, first of all, the Qigong exercises are zero impact. The beginning Qigong that we're offering here at the Wellness Center involves very limited movement and therefore no stress or strain or any kind of impact to the joints, muscles, and bones, which makes it an ideal form of exercise for those with a limited mobility or certain disorders of the skeleton, muscles, and bones. And further, the very practice of relaxing the body and the mind and using the energy as we do is beneficial to a person as well. It's a well-known and very widely established fact that high levels of stress and tension in people's lives deprives them of a long and happy life. And this is one avenue by which people can begin to regain a much more relaxed and calm and tranquil existence and extend their own lives and their own feelings of joy and contentment as a result.
Now, does learning Qigong change religion, philosophy, or beliefs?
Absolutely not. Believe it or not, I hear this question probably more than any other. It's completely non-denominational in any way. It's a set of exercises that are beneficial to the health and well-being of a person. It's not mystical. It isn't magic. It's not any form of religion or philosophy per se, other than a philosophy of relaxation and treating ourselves well. So to the extent that you bring a belief system or set of values with you to the class, you're more than welcome to them. We make no effort at all to influence anybody's belief systems or core beliefs and values.
Now, are there any negative effects with the Qigong practice? Can someone get hurt?
In the beginning Qigong class, absolutely not. It's a basic 10 posture exercise that's specifically made to be able to be done by anyone. And so, as I said earlier, the amount of movement's very limited, and the amount of impact to the body is absolutely negligible. There's almost no physical effort at all required to perform the exercises. So there's virtually nothing that would hurt or injure a person. Although if someone has questions, I'd advise them to check with their doctor before they start the exercises.
And we'll be starting these Qigong classes on Tuesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. at the Prather Wellness Center, beginning June 17th. And Bill, if someone wanted to contact you and had some more questions about the Tai Chi classes you provide or the Qigong, do you have a website that you could give them?
We do. It's www.indianataichi.com. That's all one word, no punctuation. IndianataiChi.com. We have a blog spot that we maintain that has all of the current news and up and coming events for the Tai Chi school on it. So, you know, please drop by, give us a visit. Thank you much.
Thank you, Bill Bunting. That was Bill Bunting, the Sifu of the Indiana Tai Chi Academy. And the classes, again, begin June 17th on Tuesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. here at the Prather Wellness Center at 8902 North Meridian Street, Suite 101 in Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If you have any questions, give us a call at 317-848-8048.
We're excited at the Prather Wellness Center and Meridian Health and Wellness to start this new class, this Qigong class, June 17th, Tuesday night at 6:30. And I'd like to start that with you.
Excellent.
Yeah. We talk about, I'm, you know, very much into external exercise, but mm-hmm. I'm feeling like I need the internal to balance mm-hmm. more of my health. I've been feeling it since I am over the 50 mark.
You are.
I am.
How'd that happen?
It just happens. So, Dr. Prather, how did you find Bill Bunting?
I found him on the webpage.
Okay, on the internet?
On the internet. So I was had been involved in Tai Chi and internal exercises when I was going through chiropractic school. And, of course, when I moved up here, I didn't know of anyone who was teaching. And kind of drifted away from it. Very busy office, families, all those types of things.
And families.
Yeah, well, not families.
Yeah, one
children
family.
And family, okay. And my beautiful wife, who I'm speaking to.
Do you have
to.
Other families? I don't know about.
Life got really busy, and I wasn't able to participate in it as much, and thought that it was time.
And the other thing is, you had some good instructors, and you were looking
for someone who was very good, yes.
Qualified.
Yes.
Now, Bill is, am I saying that right? Shifu?
Shifu.
Shifu. Okay. Shifu. What is a Shifu?
Shifu is a
I didn't want to ask
teacher.
Bill exactly right. During the interview.
It's a teacher.
Teacher, okay.
Yes.
Is there quite a bit of qualification for that? I know he's been to China, and is it a competition? What,
yes,
what is his qualifications?
His qualifications,
he's very
yeah.
modest. He, yeah.
He is a... actually a priest within the Taoist... And he's associated with the Wudan School of Martial Arts.
Okay.
Matter of fact, he's four generations away from the master of the Wudan School, which is considered the number one Taoist school of training, both in the, which involves herbs, involves... martial arts involves the internal exercises as a means of prolonging life and spiritual attainment.
Mm-hmm.
So he got some very, very high-level training, has actually been to China and qualified and is registered. We are the only school in the United States who is directly related to the official Wudan school in
China.
You
said in the United States?
In the whole United States.
Oh, wow.
And he is actually the only one who has been recognized in the United States as a certified trainer, by the Wudan School.
And we have him right here in Indianapolis.
And we have him right here in Carmel.
So yeah.
It was quite amazing to find him here, and I had no idea of his qualifications until, you know, I had met him, which is quite remarkable. Mm-hmm. And his training is extremely extensive.
And isn't that one of your goals, to go to China, to learn the form? Well, we're talking about Tai Chi.
Sure.
Which we have a class there at our office on Wednesday evening, 6:30 at Tai Chi.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one of your goals also?
That is one of my goals. I have really, as I'm getting older, one of the things that I want to accomplish is to gain a mastery into the Tai Chi and learn the internal exercises to a much greater extent, and actually to even go to China eventually and study there at the Wudan School.
Yeah, I think that's a great goal, and I'm supporting you 100%.
There we go.
Well, Bill talked a little bit about it. One thing I want to discuss with more clarity, too, is what is Qi, you know, and, you know, is Qigong or Tai Chi a religion? Because there's, you know, word out there, and I just want to get some clarification on that.
Certainly. Idea behind the, well, first off, on the Qi, Qi was something that people had a lot of misconceptions about, and got a much better understanding when we sent people up into space. They sent Yuri up into space, the cosmonaut, first cosmonaut, and they were supposed to be up there for 4 weeks, and they had to bring him back at 2 weeks because he was almost dead. And they couldn't figure out exactly what it was that was wrong with him. Through a lot of experimentation, they found out that the Earth actually puts out an electromagnetic field that energizes everyone. We're very much, the electromagnetic field is much like radio waves along the same line, and we're a radio receiver. And we receive those electromagnetic charges in our system, and if we are away from that for any longer than 2 weeks, we're dead. And if those actually get blocked in our system, because there are pathways that they found, that then we also get sick and die. So there is a very scientific basis behind that. The Chinese did discover that idea. The Indians, Egyptians, each one had a different term for it. But it is something that has been proven scientifically and is extremely essential to our health and well-being.
Okay. Well, when we come back, let's talk about, too, is it a philosophy or religion, and what your thoughts are on that.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness. What conditions can be helped with acupuncture?
Well, of course, the sinusitis, tinnitus, we've had some very severe cases of that came in and had some excellent results. Toothache is excellent. PMS, menopausal symptoms. I have many women who are coming in saying, you know, I've heard that it's excellent for hot flashes. Did some acupuncture, and they said, wow, I'm sold. You know, just because of the changes that occur with that. Headaches, migraines, acupuncture is an excellent adjunctive to that. Parkinson's disease. I have patients who are coming in with Parkinson's.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And actually getting some very excellent results.
You can see their gait gets better.
Sure. There are certain points that we do that are specifically have been shown to be very effective for Parkinson's. I know the National Institute of Health is doing some research on that right now with some very excellent results. I've gotten the points from
their research that they've done, started to implement them, and I have definitely found that that's been extremely helpful. Mm-hmm. A stroke, post-stroke, we can get some very good results on that. Mm-hmm. Cancer patients, a very interesting study that they did on people who were going through chemo radiation, that they had 80% fewer complaints if they were doing acupuncture.
So when they were going through the
when they were
cancer
going
treatment.
Through it. Also afterwards, you know, there are problems with the nervous system afterwards. All addictions, cigarette smoking, we have a lot of people coming in for that. But acupuncture, specifically working on also some ear points along with that, along with the needle points on the body, actually can have some very, very significant improvement on really almost any addiction. I have a patient who comes in, came in just to try acupuncture, was actually in law school, and a lot of stress, a lot of things involved with that. And he just keeps on coming in because he says, I do so much better in school. You know, I'm able to concentrate better. I'm able to relax. It just makes such a difference. There was a gal, whenever she takes, she was going through the whole CPA program to get certified. And every time she takes tests, she comes in for acupuncture.
Before the test?
Yeah,
after?
She says it's better than Valium, you know, just to, you know, kind of keep everything nice and calm and I can think great.
Find out if acupuncture is right for you by scheduling an appointment at Meridian Health and Wellness, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. We're talking today about internal exercises, or Qigong, and we're starting a Qigong class at the Prather Wellness Center, starting June 17th, Tuesday evening at 6:30. We already have Tai Chi class on Wednesday at 6:30. So if you have any questions about that, you can go to our website at PratherWellness.com or call at 317-848-8048. And then Bill also gave his, Bill Bunting, the instructor, gave his website information also. But Dr. Prather, I just want to get some clarification. You know, sometimes there's a negative, you know, feeling out there regarding Qigong or Tai Chi or this. Is it, and I want the clarification, is this a religion or a philosophy?
Certainly. Interestingly enough, a good way for a Christian to understand, which I am, evangelical Christian, when you talk about the basis of the philosophy behind this is Taoist. And interestingly enough, what they did when they translated the Bible into Chinese, they used the term logos, which was a description of Jesus, and they translated that into the Tao.
Okay.
So the two philosophies are very similar. When you talked about Greek philosophy, there was a basic philosophy, something called the Logos. And the Logos was a was basically even, you know, our kind of a concept of God, but in other words, a way of understanding and bringing ourselves into alignment with heaven and with God, as they like to say. In other words, trying to find that balance in life with an acknowledgement that there is a greater being who rules all over all everything, and that there is a balance that God is trying to achieve. And that is the philosophy of the Logos. And as John was writing, he wanted the Greeks to have a better understanding of what does that actually mean. And he said it was basically the Logos. The Greeks had a concept of God without actually knowing him. without actually knowing the personal savior. And they had come up with the idea of the Logos, which was very much in line with the Christian ideals.
Mm-hmm.
The same is true in China. The Tao is not considered a religion, but a way of life, where you try to find the medium way. In other words, the way that God has set up a means of perfecting and being humble.
Mm-hmm.
In our environment and in our personal selves. And one of the main concepts within the Taoist philosophy is that to be able to achieve that, having a long life was an important part of that, because it took a huge amount of your life to be able to cultivate that.
Mm-hmm.
So extending one's life was an important part of the philosophy of the Tao. And so they kept on looking at different ways to achieve that in a non-invasive type of means.
Mm-hmm.
And so finding the internal exercises was something that they embraced and cultivated to help to achieve, one, their balance with nature, with God, with heaven, and finding the way that that they should live in a humble philosophy, which I find extremely relevant and applicable in my Christian life.
Mm.
So it wasn't intended as a religion,
mm-hmm.
but more as a means of finding God in an everyday type of a manner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just good to, sometimes there's things we don't understand, you know, enough, and so that's why I like you to explain, because you've done the study. You know,
yes.
you study something before you get involved with something. You know the history about it. So I really appreciate that, for that clarification. What can people expect? What are the exercises that will be taught in the beginning classes of Qigong?
The beginning class are the basic 10 that they teach at the Wudan School,
mm-hmm.
The beginning, to help to get people, one, aware of their energy movement, to help to relax the system. So the 10 basics will be the beginning of the Qigong classes. A good place to start, and something that's been taught as a beginning for several thousand years.
Mm-hmm.
So good place to begin, and that will help people to get a good feel of the benefits that can come from the Qigong exercise.
Yeah, will people experience benefits quickly, or what's been your experience?
It can take a little bit to get the feelings, and different people feel benefits at a different rate. But within a couple of weeks, people should start to actually start to feel some of the changes that can occur.
Mm-hmm. Great. And how many different internal exercises are there?
They have done some studies, and in China itself, there are probably about 5,000 different schools of internal exercises, and then literally thousands of different exercises within each different school. The Japanese have schools throughout Japan called Do-in schools,
mm-hmm.
where they teach internal exercises.
Ah.
So there are different traditions in different places, but it is a very, very vast field, and can actually produce a tremendous amount of benefits in a lot of different types of ways. So finding what works for each individual is an important part of that. And one of the nice things is that with the different backgrounds that we have a lot of available exercises for the patients or the people who come in there.
Mm-hmm.
And always the basic 10 is a great place to start, because the Wudan School is what would be considered the fountainhead of the of the internal exercises.
Now, this class is once a week, Tuesday evenings at 6:30, starting June 17th. Does it benefit people from practicing beyond that?
Yes. One of the things that we'll be asking people to do is they'll be trained on that once a week basis, but they should do this on a daily basis,
mm-hmm.
to really get get the feel of it, to get the true benefit of it. And it'll be evident to us if they are doing the practice, mm-hmm. because there will be a changes that will occur. But unless you're doing it on a daily basis, the benefits definitely decrease.
Mm-hmm. What would be that commitment, you know, on a daily basis?
You could probably get through those exercises in going right through it without the training, less than a half an hour.
Okay. That sounds attainable.
Yeah, what is it that people are getting into on that?
Right.
No, you can get a tremendous amount of benefit with exercise in under half an hour if you do that on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, what benefits should someone expect from these Qigong exercises?
Some of the things that I've seen in the people who've come in is a relaxation, mm-hmm. a greater amount of relaxation. I am very attuned to people's posture.
Mm-hmm.
And as we had one gentleman who was just, when he started out, I hate to be a naysayer, but I thought he would never unwind. but his shoulders were way off, and he was just, but over a couple of months, I saw an absolutely huge change in his whole posture and disposition, and it's just amazing the changes that can actually occur in someone's health and well-being.
Well, we're excited about this new class starting at the Prather Wellness Center, Qigong, starting June 17th, every Tuesday evening after that at 6:30 at 8902 North Meridian Street. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. We're out of time for this week. The Prather Wellness Center is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. You can connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.